Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome once again to another in the series of Heinz Reads podcasts. Today, a special guest. We're talking about his, 22nd novel, the 18th. In the series featuring Elvis Cole and Joe Pike, the author, of course, none other than Robert Cray. Robert, hey, thanks for the opportunity for this conversation here, the Heinz Reads podcast. How you doing?
I'm doing great, John. It's a great opportunity for me to talk to you, so thanks a lot.
Well, settle down. It's not. But
okay, seatbelt is buckled. I'm ready to go.
I appreciate that. Hey, you know, here's the thing, and I want to start out with this because I think we last spoke, I want to say it was probably a couple of years ago when The Wanted was released. Does that sound about right?
That sounds about right, about a year and a half.
A year and a half, okay. And my friend, my good friend, who actually is the guy that turned me on to Elvis Cole and Joe Pike in the first place, he said that I should tell you to pick up the pace. So we got into a big discussion about that. I said, would you like them to be good or just, you know, cranking them out like the Play-Doh fun factory of books here, crime fiction, thrillers? And he said, no. Oh, well, you're right. And this is very good. The latest one is called A Dangerous Man. And it could be just about anybody featured in the story here. But A Dangerous Man. And this is a little different situation. This is a situation I sensed right away because it's like Joe Pike. And we've seen some books featuring Joe Pike in the past. But this one, he's reaching out to Elvis saying, I need some help. Let's get a little of the backstory on this, and I'll let you do the synopsis. It begins, you know, easy enough, just outside of a bank, or standing in line at the bank, actually. And then it just kind of, everything spirals into hell from there.
The book is about Joe, primarily, and that's why he's center stage. Joe's a very proactive, very mission-driven type of guy. And in a Dangerous Man, I wanted to really sort of dig into what his personal life is like. That's why it doesn't begin the way the books ordinarily begin, with a client coming to Elvis or Joe. Or this begins almost by happenstance. Joe's gone to a bank, just the way you or I would go to a bank. He makes a deposit, takes care of his business, leaves, going back to his car. Only when he gets back to his car, he sees the teller who just helped him step out and sees that she's abducted by these two bad-looking guys. Joe, being Joe Pike, intercedes. You know, it's his nature. He's a former police officer, former combat marine. He spent many years as a private military contractor, and he knows that this is a bad thing. He can do something about it, so he does. He rescues this young woman. Should be over there, because the two guys who abducted her, they go to jail. End of story, should be, only it's not. They end up murdered. She ends up kidnapped again. And Joe, who's now inserted himself in her life, feels responsible. If he saved her once, he's got to save her again. So the novel really takes place in virtually a 24-hour period as Joe tries to track her down, find out what's happening, and rescue this young woman.
Well, and here's the thing about it. There seems to be a bit of confusion here because people think that the young woman has something that she doesn't really have knowledge of. At the time, she doesn't have any knowledge of it. And this is, and people want what she has. We're talking about, can I say this without giving anything? We're talking about millions of dollars here.
Yeah, this book is about secrets. She doesn't know something she knows. At least that's what they think. It occurred to me, you know, because I'm always looking for ideas to write about it. And it occurred to me that all of us, you know, you, me, everyone, what we know about ourselves really is only what we're told, what our parents tell us, the people around us when we're a child and growing up, what they present to us is our context, it's our reality. And because I'm maybe a little paranoid this way, I started to think, well, what if they don't tell us the full story? Or what if they lie? What if they're not telling us the truth about us? And that really hooked into me, and I started to run with that, and I ended up with this thriller because Isabel Rowland, the young woman, the bank teller, there's a lot in her background that she is completely unaware of. So as Joe and Elvis, have this headlong pursuit to try to find her and save her, they slowly uncover the reasons behind the reasons why she's been kidnapped and what's underlying this entire thriller.
And, you know, a lot of this has to do with U.S. Marshals. And for people who don't know, U.S. Marshals are, you know, a key component of witness protection and witness relocation, hiding, you know. So this is a big part of it. My guest, Robert Cray, here, we're talking about the latest in this thriller series, the Elvis Cole, Joe Pike series, only I'm going to call this one Joe Pike, Elvis Cole. But it's a
date. Fair enough.
Well, it is. That's how it. You start, as you've just mentioned, it starts out that way. And but A Dangerous Man is the title, and it's great. It really is. I enjoyed it so thoroughly. And you know, the definition and the terms come up all the time. A page turner. But tell me a little bit about U.S. Marshals. Are you familiar with what they do in terms of, you know, witness relocation or witness protection and things? I mean, is this just part of the research that you do when you're putting together a book?
I've been familiar with the role of the U.S. Marshals for actually. Several years. I researched them a long time ago, and doubled down and researched it in depth for their role in this novel. You know, the marshals, they're manhunters, meaning they track down fugitives, but they are vested with the power of witness relocation, witness protection, the witness security department, and I think most people know the marshals. Serving in that role. But it's extremely fascinating because much of that role that they do is secretive, and how they do it is secretive. And trying to find out beyond just the surface information, trying to find out more is extremely difficult because of the nature of that work. But it's fascinating and interesting, and so they were a natural fit into this book.
Well, and I enjoy the story. I enjoy the interaction. It always seems, though, and tell me if this is true, that the law enforcement side of things, and sometimes Elvis and Joe Pike have to interact with law enforcement, whether it's deputy sheriffs or police or U.S. Marshals, they're largely humorless, aren't they? I mean, it just...
Often the you know, I could have made Elvis Cole and or Joe a police officer or an FBI agent, Secret Service agent, whatever. But when I was creating the characters, I actually did not want to do that. I thought about it, but steered away from it because if they were a member of police of a police agency, they would have that enormous, powerful machine behind them. And I like the idea of these two guys who are off on their own. You know, they don't have that backup system. They don't have that mechanism. So they're left to their own devices. Sort of like, you know, the U.S. Army Rangers have this saying, sua sponte, which means on their own. They get dropped off, they have to do a job, and they're left to figure out how to do it. That's the way I think of Elvis and Joe. So that, for me, that gives me a great freedom in how they work their cases, in the risks they'll take. And every once in a while, maybe they have to bend the rules or step over the line. But they can do all of that for the people they're trying to help. And that, for me, makes for a much more exciting read.
My guest is Robert Cray. We're talking about the brand new novel, the Joe Pike Elvis Cole novel, called A Dangerous Man. And as I mentioned more than once, it's a really good read. It's a great time in these summer months as we move into these dog days. You find yourself hopefully with some time to sit and to relax with a book. It won't take you very much time. But the thing about this, is it by design that Elvis Cole is the one who cracks wise normally and Joe Pike is more the focused, driven, you know, hardliner. I mean, it is, John.
It is. Elvis is a very verbal guy. Normally, he's the person who narrates the books. He's normally the main character in my novel. So he's very verbal. He's a funny guy. He has a lot of personality. I wanted to do a buddy book, I wanted Elvis Cole to have a partner. And when I was creating Joe Pike, it seemed more interesting to me if they were opposites. So if Elvis is talkative and funny, Joe Pike isn't. He's very internalized. He's a quiet guy. If Elvis is always flipping one-liners, Joe never smiles. You know, his face is virtually a mask. But what became really interesting over time for me is Joe's lack of humor, Joe's very internal quiet nature was a mask. And what was beneath that mask was very, very interesting for me to explore, hopefully for readers to read, too. You know, I guess it goes back to that old saying, still waters run deep. I was very excited about getting under the surface and exploring just why Joe is the way he is and just what kind of a man he is. And, in fact, that's why he's the main character in A Dangerous Man, because I wanted to show his commitment and his reasonings behind devoting himself 100% to getting this young woman back.
Something I'm curious about, because this young woman, you know, Izzy is a young woman, and at the bank where she works, when he comes in, they're kind of like, you know, crushing on him, you know, it's like, but can I ask, does Joe Pike have an age? Does Elvis Cole have an age? Do we know how old they are? I'm unable to determine that, and I guess that's good.
That's good. That's by design. I like to... I often say that when I started writing these books, in the beginning, Elvis and Joe were a few years older than me. Now, with the 18th Elvis Cole Joe Pike novel, they're considerably younger than me. So they are going to float in that sort of late 30s, early to mid 40s nebulous area, because for me, That's the perfect age for them to be the guys who do what they do. I like that. I like that freedom. I'm not interested in having them age and have all the creaky knees and bad hips and bad backs and things that, hey, I got to live with that stuff. I don't want my guys to live with it.
Well, yeah, you know, and if you associate them with an era or a time, you know, like specifically that they were here at this time, then you have to bring them forward and age them. This way, you can just kind of leave. I mean, I think of other favorites of mine and people that you know, Lee Child's character, Jack Reacher. And he has high praise for your, you know, Elvis Cole Joe Pike series, but Jack Reacher is aging, and he has to because he had a background in a particular time, and it just has to kind of go forward that way. It's nice. I like that. I guess I didn't put that much thought into it, but I'm glad you did. So thank you. So
you're welcome, John. It's the least I can do.
That works out really well. Hey, Robert, always a pleasure to have a chance to chat with you. I hope we have inspired people to go out and pick up a copy of A Dangerous Man, the latest in the Elvis Cole Joe Pike novel series. They're a great pair, and Robert Cray, you deliver them to us in fine fashion, so thank you very much.
Appreciate it, John. Enjoy the book.
I'm beyond it now, so I'm waiting for the next one, and I guess I've got to wait about a year and a half, because I'd rather have it be good than quick.
It'll be as good as I can make it at the time, I promise you that, and maybe it won't take a year and a half.
All right. Hey, all the best to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.